Okay. And what year were you born in, please?
1891.
Okay. And where were you born?
In Collins, Iowa.
Collins, Iowa. Uh-huh. What nationality were your mother and dad?
Well, my father was Welsh, but I don't know, my mother was just Iowan.
Uh-huh, American. Huh?
Yeah.
How long had your mother's family lived in Iowa? Iowa had only been a state about 40 years when you were born, wasn't it?
I don't know. Uh-huh.
Did your mother ever talk about her people?
Oh, I knew her people, but that is my grandparents and aunts and uncles.
Uh-huh.
But farther back than that, I don't remember.
How about your father's family? Where? How long had they been in Iowa?
Well, I don't know, but he come from they moved from Indiana.
Uh-huh.
There.
How long before had they moved to Iowa, before you were born?
Well, I really don't know.
Uh-huh.
They were married in 1882.
And what did your father do for a living?
Well, he was a farmer first, and then he was a banker.
Oh.
And then his health broke, and we moved to New Mexico.
I see.
In the early 1900s.
Could you tell us about his career as a banker? First of all, as a farmer, how many acres did he farm? Do you remember?
Well, I think he had 160 there in Iowa.
What did he raise?
Well, stock.
Uh-huh.
Livestock.
When did he decide to go into banking?
I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Back that far.
I see. Before you were born?
Oh, yeah. No, after.
Do you remember much about him as a banker? Was it a hard life?
I don't know that. It was a small town, Baxter, Iowa.
Uh-huh. Did he start a bank himself?
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
But we went to Mexico and then come to Oklahoma. My grandmother on my father's side was an 89er.
Oh, from Oklahoma?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever talk to your grandmother?
From Iowa.
She went to Oklahoma?
Oklahoma.
Uh-huh. They homesteaded then, huh?
Well, a son and daughter homesteaded.
Uh-huh.
She had a big farm. I don't know whether it was true, you know,
uh-huh.
Whether she homesteaded that or not, whether she was too old, I don't know.
Uh-huh. Did you ever talk to her?
Oh, yes. She lived until I was about 18.
Oh. Did she talk about those days of 89?
No, not much.
Uh-huh. Did her children, who was it who homesteaded her children?
Well, there was an aunt and an uncle of mine.
Did they ever talk about it? Homesteading?
Oh, I suppose they did, there's too many things in between.
Right.
I can tell you more about the things from the time I married.
I see.
Okay.
Let's see if we can remember anything then. When did your father's health break? What year?
I don't remember the year.
Was it while you were still pretty young?
Well, I can't remember because we didn't judge people then by their age.
I see. So it was while you were pretty young, huh?
Well, his family was grown.
Uh-huh.
We had I think the youngest was about 8-10 years old.
Uh-huh. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Well, I had three brothers and one sister.
Uh-huh. Do you remember anything about your childhood?
Well, I just remember the ordinary things. We went to school, in Sunday school.
Did you live in town?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And,
what, does anything stand out in your mind about those years? Was it a happy time?
There are lots of changes, of course.
Uh-huh.
Now, for instance, our school was, all 12 grades were in a two-story building.
Oh, is that right?
School building.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't until, I guess, the time we moved to Oklahoma, after we moved to Oklahoma, that we knew schools that were divided, you know,
mm-hmm.
until the high school. I entered high school the year we moved to Oklahoma.
Did you move to Oklahoma from Iowa?
No, from New Mexico.
Oh, you went to
we were only there a year. This farm that my father bought had a big artesian well, and he took some northern stock
uh-huh.
out there and was going to build a big house
uh-huh.
and settle there.
Uh-huh.
But the well went dry.
Oh.
Everybody's well around there went dry. They had all water for the cattle, so
uh-huh.
he sold out
uh-huh.
and come to Oklahoma because his people were already here.
I see. Did he make good money as a farmer in Iowa?
I suppose so.
You were pretty
just
comfortable?
Average.
You were pretty comfortable?
We were, yeah, just average. Farm family.
How about in Oklahoma? Was life better there or worse?
Oh, I don't know. We had I entered high school that year. Then there were two younger children than me
mm-hmm.
in school, and life was pretty easy. Papa partly retired.
Uh-huh. Whereabouts in Oklahoma was it?
Oklahoma City.
Is that in the center of the state?
Just about.
Uh-huh. Well, that wasn't much after the state had been created, was it?
It was before. It was Indian Territory.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, it was not yet a state.
It was not yet a
I
state.
See. How many people lived in Oklahoma City? Do you remember that? Was it a very big place?
It was, I suppose, 40,000. And it grew to a city of, I suppose there's 200,000 there.
I see, yeah. What do you remember about Oklahoma City? Was it wild?
Not my life.
Uh-huh.
Well, my folks were pretty
uh-huh.
strict.
Yeah.
There was beer gardens and all those things
uh-huh.
were there then. That was before Prohibition.
Uh-huh. About what year was that? Do you remember? What year did you move to Oklahoma City?
About 1905 or 6, I guess.
When you were about 14?
I was 15.
15.
And entered high school that fall.
Uh-huh. Had they struck oil around there yet?
There wasn't any oil excitement, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
They probably did someplace in the
yeah.
state, but not right around the city.
Uh-huh. What was it like to live in the city after living in the country?
Well, I felt pretty good.
Oh, did you? Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But I had a good friend that became my friend and took me to Sunday school and got me started and
uh-huh.
helped me at school. And she was my friend, closest friend, dearest friend, a year ago when she died at 92.
Oh, you knew her all your life then, just about.
We were friends always.
Well, did you graduate?
When we were married, in 1912, you could buy a loaf of bread for a nickel and a pork roast for 25 cents.
Uh-huh.
And we paid $25 a month rent for a five-room apartment.
Oh.
And milk, I imagine, was about 10 cents.
Uh-huh.
I can't remember just what.
How was life in Oklahoma? Was it nice or harder?
It was,
or you liked it?
Yes,
did you like it?
I considered it a good life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you graduate from high school?
No, I went to a music conservatory over Kingfisher, Oklahoma.
Instead
our
of
sponsored a school over there.
I see. Why did you go there instead of high school?
Well, I just finished. I finished my high school there.
Oh, I see.
It was, I don't know. My mother, I guess, was influenced by the church sponsoring it.
Mm-hmm. Did it have anything to do with your future career?
No, I didn't have a career. I when I was 22, I got married.
I see.
But I never did have a career.
What did you do at the conservatory? What was it like there?
Oh, it was just a school.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Uh-huh. Just girls? Was
no,
it
boys too?
Uh-huh. Did you study music there? Did you take an instrument?
Yes, I took piano.
Could you have taught school after you graduated?
Oh, I suppose so. But my father always believed that girls' places were in the home.
I see. How did you feel about that?
Learned to be a housekeeper.
How did you feel about that? Did you agree with him? Did you ever resent it?
I didn't care.
You didn't care? Why not?
Just because my father said so, I guess.
Mm-hmm. You never resented it? That he said, you're not going to go, you're going to work here in the house. You never resented it. You just accepted it. Interesting.
I didn't know anything else. Everybody else did the same thing, except the
old. As you look back now, do you resent it?
No.
Uh-huh. I'm not fishing for an answer. I'm just wondering, you see.
Uh-huh. No, I don't resent it.
Uh-huh.
I thought my father was all wisdom.
Mm-hmm. He was the head of the house.
Huh? Yeah.
Did he do the disciplining in your family or your mother?
Well, I think my mother did more of the discipline.
Uh-huh. Why was that, if he was the head of the house?
Oh, I don't know.
It was just the way... Did she spank you?
I can't remember ever having a spank.
Well, what about your brothers?
I suppose I did. But
What about your brothers? Did your father have to spank them?
I don't know anything about spanking.
Well, there weren't any spankings then, huh?
Well, I suppose they did. But I don't think my father ever hit us in his life.
Why was that? Because he didn't have to? Or because he didn't like to?
I don't know.
Then your mother...
I think he had a quiet, gentle way of...
I see.
Rearing his family.
I see. Okay. Did any other members of your family live in your house with you in Oklahoma City?
No.
Just your immediate family.
Uh-huh.
Let's see.
We lived within a block of my grandmother.
Uh-huh.
And aunt. Aunt was married. And... I can't remember, only that we were always a close knit family.
Uh-huh.
Family was a family.
Yeah. You stuck together.
And I never knew anything else.
I see. What jobs did you have around the house?
Oh, just ordinary housework.
Just the same as today.
Mm-hmm. Like any mother would teach her daughter.
Did you have any special holidays in your family? Any special customs or traditions?
Well, I can remember the Christmases and 4th of July.
You did.
Celebration.
4th of July, huh?
In a small town, in a park, and everybody went and drank out of a barrel with tin cups tied to it.
Uh-huh. A water barrel, huh?
No, lemonade.
Oh, lemonade.
Lemonade.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And I don't know how they got it iced, but anyway, it was high school lemonade. And then the fireworks at night, it was a new show.
Same as today?
What is it?
Is it pretty much the same as today?
Oh, yes, not as elaborate.
Uh-huh.
The fireworks were very small.
Yeah.
And then Christmases were, at that time, churches had the big trees. You didn't have trees in the homes.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And the church had the big tree, and everything centered around that.
Uh-huh.
And
was that true in Oklahoma as well as in Iowa?
Well, after we moved to Oklahoma, of course, we've grown some.
Uh-huh.
And we had our tree. And in the, I don't know, people go along.
Uh-huh.
And grow with the times.
Yeah. Did your Christmas tree have lighted candles on it?
Yeah.
Wasn't that dangerous?
Yes, it was.
Did they ever?
Some fire.
Oh, there were, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
When did Christmas?
And everybody took their a present for the children. I can remember looking at the dolls and wondering which one was mine.
Oh. Were they hanging from the trees?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Up in the tree.
Was that the church tree?
At the church, in the program before.
Uh-huh. Who made the trees, dolls?
Oh, the dolls were, I suppose, bought. I don't know. Uh-huh.
But you remember wondering which was yours?
China heads and,
uh-huh,
and the old-fashioned dolls. But I suppose that the mothers just bought them.
Yeah. How many gifts would a child receive at Christmas when you were young?
Oh, not too many. I can remember the first pair of gloves and the first bottle of perfume that I got. That's about all I can,
uh-huh,
remember. And the doll.
Uh-huh.
But I suppose each Christmas was different.
Yeah. What did you eat for Christmas dinner, usually?
Well, pretty much traditional. The turkey and cranberry sauce and,
uh-huh,
all that goes with it.
Did they have 4th of July speeches where you were? Did somebody give a speech?
Political speeches, mostly.
Oh, they were?
Mm-hmm.
Did it matter which political party you were? Did you go to the Republicans' picnic or the Democrats' picnic? Is that how it was done?
Well, it was, yes. I can remember a parade, a torchlight parade. Do you know what the torches were?
No.
They were old brooms turned upside down,
uh-huh,
set afire, and they'd burn all leaves.
Oh.
And I can remember having a horn about that long.
Uh-huh. About eight inches long?
Run into me and the horn went down in my throat.
Oh.
I mean, not clear down.
Yeah, pushed it back.
So enough that I had a throat injury.
Oh, did you?
And that ended in
uh-huh,
a bat and forth.
What was it like in a torch-like parade? Do you remember them?
No.
Was the light impressive? Were there an awful lot of torches?
Oh, yes. I suppose. I don't know.
Were they mostly for the light? Were the torches for light or for kind of to catch people's eye? Or?
No, they were, I suppose, for light. Of course, we didn't have street lights.
Yeah. Did most of the people, was the torchlight parade in Iowa or in Oklahoma?
Yes, in Iowa.
In Iowa. Mm-hmm.
No, they didn't have any in Oklahoma. It was too far advanced by the time we
Oh, I see.
Got here.
So that torchlight parade was probably in the 1890s, huh?
Oh, I mean, yes, I mentioned so.
Do you remember your father's politics? What party?
He was always a Republican.
Uh-huh. He never switched, huh?
No.
Uh-huh. Did he ever mention his favorite president, or who did he like the most?
Well, I can remember McKinley.
Oh, you remember him, huh?
I can remember when they voted for him. I don't remember.
Uh-huh.
How old I was.
Do you remember the Spanish-American War?
No, I don't remember anything about it. Uh-huh.
Let's see. You don't remember seeing any soldiers then at all?
Oh, yes, there were soldiers.
Did they leave from your town? Mm-hmm. Did your town have any soldiers in the Spanish-American War?
No. Probably did, but I was too young and it didn't mean anything to me.
Okay, when did you meet your husband?
In Oklahoma. He's from Illinois. And he come there to work for, was transferred by a stove company he was working. And he worked for that company for 32 years.
And what year did you meet him in? What year did you meet him in?
1910 or 11. Uh-huh. We were married, I believe, in 1912. And
how did you meet him?
Well, my father had this big hotel that he sort of a project of his, and I was sitting in the lobby, and Arthur and a friend moved in, and he said I had on a brown dress with some kind of lace sleeves, and as he walked up the stairs, he told the other fella, he says, I'm going to have the girl with the brown eyes. And so it was that night at dinner, I think. I probably met him, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Don't remember just when.
Uh-huh.
But
Did you eat together? Did all the guests eat in the same dining room?
Yeah.
And your family ate there too, huh?
Yeah.
Your father was in the hotel business then, huh?
For a while.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How do you like it? Did you like living in a hotel?
I liked it.
Uh-huh.
It was quite a thrill for me.
Did you help run it?
No. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to.
What did you do all day?
Oh, I can't remember. There were, eventually, the Hills Business College was located not far from there, and all the guests, not all, but a good many of them were students from Hill's Business College.
I see. Uh-huh.
And we sort of ganged together and went swimming at night and around.
You went swimming at night, huh? Where to? Did they have a swimming pool?
Oh, in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
No, we had what we called then Putnam Lake. And then at the fairgrounds,
uh-huh.
And Belle Isle Lake, there were several.
Were there lots of things for a teenager to do in those days in Oklahoma?
Yes.
What did you do? You went swimming in the summer?
Oh, yes. And
how about dances? Were there dances?
Well, yes, I danced. And movies and ordinary things.
Uh-huh. What kind of dances did you do? Had the Charleston?
Not what they do now.
Had the Charleston, was it the one step?
A one step waltz was our favorite.
Uh-huh.
But one step and a two step. And that was before the jitterbug or any of those.
Right. Uh-huh. How many nights would you go out with your friends?
Oh, I don't know.
Of course, you were going to school at that time, weren't you?
No.
Oh, this was after school. Let's see, you were about 20. Oh, you were out of high school.
Oh, yeah. I was 19, I think.
What was it like to live in a hotel in those days?
Oh, it was nice.
Comfortable?
Yeah.
Noisy?
No, I can't remember what it was, unless I helped make it.
Did you live on the top floor, or where did you live?
No, on the second floor.
Second floor. How many rooms did the hotel have?
Oh, I think there were about 35 or 40.
Uh-huh. And you provided food for the guests?
You mean, did I help with the cooking?
Did you help with the cooking?
No.
You had cooks,
huh? My mother supervised, and she had a colored cook.
Uh-huh.
We had a colored man that kept the place up.
Uh-huh. Cleaned it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a desk clerk?
My father was a desk clerk.
Oh, nice. Did he like that kind of work?
I think so. He never said he didn't.
Uh-huh.
Right there.
How did your future husband meet you? That night in the dining room, is that what it was?
No, I don't remember any special meeting. You know how young people are when they get together.
Yeah.
They don't have to meet.
Right, uh-huh.
Formally, at least.
Uh-huh.
But we played games. And, did lots of things for fun that young people do. There were about 12 or 15 of us
piled around
with the students. And I had some cousins and their wives that were newly married, and they lived there a while. And we all just made a crowd.
Yeah. How long did you know your husband before he proposed?
Oh, he proposed in May before we were married in August.
Uh-huh. How long had you known each other when he proposed?
About a little over a year.
Uh-huh. And how old were you at that time when he proposed?
Well, I was 21.
And how old was he?
He was 3 years older.
Uh-huh.
He was 25 when we were married, and I was 22.
Uh-huh. And where did you set up housekeeping when you were married?
Right next door.
To the hotel?
Uh-huh. My father had a brick apartment house there.
Oh, I see.
And we...
Oh, your family had money then, huh?
Well, I guess he did.
Did you own a car? Did your father own a car?
Cars. I can remember the first car that I ever saw was about that time.
Oh, is that right?
And,
about 1912? Uh-huh. In Oklahoma City?
Yeah. I suppose there were other cars, but that was the one that meant more to us.
When did your father get a car?
Well, not until a long time after that. He drove it twice.
Mm-hmm. He
He, Arthur, we were married then when he got the car. And he drove the car when Arthur went with him to teach him how, or help him. And he drove the car and finally run into a something, I don't remember what.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, it was a slight accident. And he got out of the car and handed Arthur the keys, and he said, "Now you all come out, you, not you all, because he didn't say those things."
Uh-huh.
He said, "You and Hazel can have the car, I don't want it."
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
he was just too old to adjust
yeah.
to those things.
Uh-huh.
And but I can remember riding in the car that you went in from the back, like a, oh, it was like more like a carriage.
Uh-huh.
No roof, uh-huh. no cover,
uh-huh.
or anything. And even after some of our oldest child was born, I can remember riding in the car. Well, I guess Arthur had one by then. That was all open, but had the cellophane or something.
Yeah, isinglass?
Isinglass.
Yeah. What did you like about cars? What was the best thing about them? Were you happy to, when your dad, when your husband bought a car?
Oh, always.
Uh-huh.
Always. He worked for a stove company, traveled for them, and they bought the first fleet of cars. And then later he bought his own.
Oh, as a salesman, they wanted him to be in a car, is that it?
Oh, yeah.
Because you could
first, he made his first territory in by train,
uh-huh.
and he wouldn't get home maybe once in 2 weeks, and
uh-huh.
sometimes, one time I know it was a month,
uh-huh.
but by that time we had the small children.
Uh-huh.
And,
was that lonely for you, seeing him only once every 2 weeks?
Yes, it was.
Uh-huh. Was his territory all of Oklahoma?
And part of Texas.
Uh-huh.
But finally they took Texas off.
When he got into cars, into automobiles, did that make it possible for him to get home more often?
Yes, eventually he got to where he'd come home every Friday night.
For the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What car did he prefer to drive, you remember?
No, I think he liked the Chevy, but he had his first cars, the fleet of cars that the company bought were Fords.
The Tin Lizzie?
Uh-huh. And,
well, let's
I
see.
I could tell lots of stories about the Fords or about the cars, but it take too much time.
Mm-hmm.
But
we
had three children, and the second boy was in the Second World War,
mm-hmm.
and his company, Paul and Rommel, around the Mediterranean,
oh.
and we didn't see him for 32 months.
Oh.
Then he come home on furlough, and then went back for a month and the war was over.
He was really quite...
And the oldest boy was frozen on his job. He was in Washington in the oceanographic department.
Mm-hmm.
And they froze him on the job.
Oh, he couldn't move.
He didn't go overseas.
I see. Uh-huh.
But the youngest boy was just about 21. Uh-huh. And he was home. He also was in Washington, but he come home for Christmas, and when the bombing.
Pearl Harbor?
Pearl Harbor was bombed. So he said that there was no need for him to go back because he'd be one of the first in the draft. Because
uh-huh.
He wasn't married, he didn't have any responsibility,
mm-hmm.
and so he enlisted mm-hmm. while he was home, and went from there.
Mm-hmm.
And
can you tell me about your married life? How long did you live next door to the hotel?
Oh, not long.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember just how long it was. But I was always near
mm-hmm.
my mother and daddy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was secure, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then Arthur's work was near there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you remember the Depression?
Oh, yes.
What happened to you in the Depression?
Well,
did life get tough?
Just squeeze a dollar.
Uh-huh.
Get what you can out of it.
Uh-huh. Were you still living in Oklahoma City?
Yeah.
How long did you remain in Oklahoma City?
We were married, and the 29 Depression,
uh-huh.
when so many banks went broke. Oh, we were married then and had the oldest boy.
Uh-huh.
But my parents were gone.
They had died.
They had passed on.
Uh-huh.
And they were just 18 months apart.
Oh.
And by that time, we had bought our first house, and the Depression, of course, hit pretty hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you remain down in Oklahoma City the rest of your married life?
Yes, we lived there until we went to Chickasha, and...
So that's in Oklahoma.
Arthur put the stove company.
Uh-huh.
Things were changing, beginning to change there, and their line and everything.
Uh-huh.
So he got out, and we bought a furniture store
uh-huh.
down in Chickasha, about 50 miles south.
I see.
Oklahoma, and lived there until Arthur retired. But he didn't like it. So he went back to work in the clothing store.
Uh-huh.
Just as a
clerk?
No, he didn't clerk.
Salesman, rather?
He was the merchandiser come in.
Buyer? Buyer.
No. But anyway, okay. He worked there 9 years, and then he quit.
Why'd you come
home? By that time, he was 80 years old.
He worked till he was 80?
He worked till he was 80.
Wow.
He retired twice.
Huh, yeah.
And he didn't like it. He would come up to Washington once.
Uh-huh.
And at that time, people just turned up their nose at a
uh-huh.
65-year-old man.
Yeah.
So He didn't like Washington at all.
Washington, D.C. or Washington, PA?
Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh.
That's where his son was.
I see.
Uh-huh. So, by that time, all our children were married,
uh-huh.
had homes of their own.
Uh-huh.
So, he sold the Hogan's furniture store. And we went back to Oklahoma City, bought a duplex, and thought we would settle there, and were settled. And we both got sick. We had the flu awful hard.
Mm-hmm.
He was 80 years old, and I was pretty near 80. And I didn't think we'd live 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so we gave our things away and packed up. Come up to our sons. That's what he wanted us to do.
Mm-hmm.
So by that time, Marilyn was living in Connecticut.
Your daughter?
Uh-huh. And Bob was coach there in Bridgeport. So we thought we'd spend some time up here, and that left one boy in Chickasha, he's still there.
Oh.
But he'll retire this year from a public service company.
I see.
And the oldest boy has retired and lives out on Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, very nice. Uh-huh.
Bought an old house.
Okay, well.